Hi, it's Patrick here. And if you've ever been hit up for a bribe, and I'd say there's a pretty good chance that you have been, you'll know that the person asking for the money doesn't ever say, "I want you to pay me a bribe." It doesn't work that way. Bribery is part of the social fabric of many societies. And so it's important for everyone involved to be okay with these transactions, to accept that they are what makes that particular world go round, to believe that on some level or other, they do good. They make people happy. They're socially cohesive. So you need language to transform those ugly, sordid thoughts in your head that are conjured up by words like corruption and bribery. You need something pretty or tasty, something with dignity. But at the same time, you want to downplay the significance of what's going on. Maybe also downplay the size of the payment involved. You want the suggestion that this payment is merely an afterthought, a token of appreciation, just a bit of charity. And so, 1,000 euphemisms are born. Here's a report from Ilona Vinogradova of the BBC's Russian service.
Чай пани, alguna cosita para el café?
Yan jiu.
Pas shirinie ma chi mishe?
Chia khao? This means, can I have a cup of tea?
Kha kha khanom noi. Which means, can we have some money for sweets?
Asking for tea, coffee and sweets may seem mundane, but it has become an everyday language. People all over the world use to describe a bribe. In other words, a crime. The language of corruption seems to allow us to coexist with our own moral or immoral principles and not go mad in the process. But why tea and sweets? Dr. Nicolette Makovicki from Oxford University, the co-author of a soon-to-be-published online dictionary of informality, believes these foodie euphemisms help to downplay our criminal behavior.
In Afghanistan and Iran, they use this expression, money for tea, a lot. In both countries, drinking is an essential part of social life, and tea drinking is also an essential part of making a business deal. Money for tea aren't just payments. They're not the end of relationships. They're about the start of relationships. They're also about excusing your own behavior as something which is not ideal, but simply part of what you need to do in everyday life to get your things done in a dysfunctional bureaucracy.
Just tea for two and two for tea. Just me for you and you for me alone.
Here at the BBC World Service, we broadcast in 28 different languages, including English. So when I asked my colleagues to share metaphors for corruption in their native languages, the response was overwhelming. The most common theme was encountering petty corruption while driving. Here's a story from Argentina.
My name's Natalio Cosoy, and I'm from BBC Mundo. Someone was driving on a very distant road, and they were stopped by police. And they were asked, ¿alguna cosita para el café? Something for the coffee? So that they were allowed to move forward and reach the destination. So on the way back, they found the same police blockade. They didn't even stop the car. They just opened the window, pulled the money out while driving. The police people grabbed the money and they kept on going with the car.
Thousands of kilometers from Argentina, in Nigeria, policemen who want to receive a bribe use a very interesting phrase in broken English. Mansour Liman from the BBC Hausa service explains.
Oga, we dey hear your boys dey for road.
It literally means boss. Your boys are on the road and waiting to get something from you. Their assumption that you are rich in your car, if you look at the way they are on the road, in a very sunny place, very hot, even their clothes look wretched. So sometimes people do give them, but just to sympathize with their own situation, not because they feel that they are giving bribe.
Giving money out of sympathy to a poor policeman is one thing. Another is to give money to a doctor when you want to get the best treatment for your loved ones. It might take a little token of gratitude, which could actually cost you a lot. And what if, in the society you live in, this is the only way to get things done? Can corruption be morally justified then? And how does language reflect these ambiguities? Nicolette Makovicki again.
It's about flexibility of language and social life. So in many countries in Eastern Europe, for example, it's normal to give presents to doctors or nurses. And many people believe that without these presents, you won't get the optimal treatment. And it can be turned into something that perhaps in some ways is a moral action. So the function of these euphemisms is to acknowledge that this behavior is going on, but it allows people to either justify their behavior, to laugh about it. So like beauty, moral corruption really exists only in the eye of the beholder.
Somalia is consistently in the top five of the most corrupt countries in the world, according to Transparency International's annual Corruption Perceptions Index. How does the Somali language reflect the widespread practice of corruption?
My name is Abdi Sirad, and I'm from the BBC Somali Service. In Somali, we say "hawl fududayn," and it literally means greasing your elbow. I think it came during the 1980s. The military became corrupt. They coined this word. People are so used to giving bribes. And then sometimes you go to a decent guy, and you pay him up front, and he says, "What is this money for?" And you think, "Oh, am I doing something wrong?"
This sort of self-reflection is familiar to many Russian souls. In the country where the notion of corruption became almost an integral part of the national psyche, there are more than 100 euphemisms and metaphors to describe bribery, and many of them are rooted in classical Russian literature. Alexander Khan from the BBC Russian Service says that a 19th century writer, Nikolai Gogol, gave the Russian language one of the most creative euphemisms for corruption.
Barzymi Shinkami literally means greyhound puppies. It comes from a much-loved comedy by Gogol, the Inspector General. And the comedy is a great satire on the corruption, which was as well spread in Russia then as it is now. One of the characters in the comedy tells another one, "Yes, I like to take bribes, but I only take them in kind. Barzymi, shinkami, I don't accept cash. It's only greyhound puppies."
If I were a rich man, I have a dividend. All day long I dividend. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. I have a dividend.
And many thanks to the BBC World Service Programme, The Fifth Floor, for producing that report. And by the way, The Fifth Floor has its own podcast. It's a fantastic listen. I thoroughly recommend it. I'll link to it at theworld.org/language. I'll also link to that Oxford University page intriguingly called The Languages of Informality. I think the pod needs to hear a little more from the two people behind that project. I'll add it to the list. See you on Facebook or on Twitter, where I tweet as Patrick Cox. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. Have a great weekend. I'll be back next week.